Welcome to Fact Check Radio, a weekly wrap-up of spin and deception in politics. I'm Lori Robertson, Managing Editor of FactCheck.org.
And I'm Vivica Novak, Fact Check's Deputy Director. This week, we'll look at a misleading talking point about the Bush tax cuts.
And we'll tell you about a rather ridiculous chain email claim about Jane Fonda and the president.
But first, are federal workers overpaid or underpaid?
Republicans have claimed the average federal worker is paid twice as much as the average private sector worker. The Office of Personnel Management and Unions say federal workers are paid 24% less on average.
And both sides are wrong. Let's start with the overpaid argument. Here's Senator-elect Rand Paul of Kentucky on ABC's This Week in early November.
10%, I'd probably reduce their wages by 10%. The average federal employee makes $120,000 a year. The average private employee makes $60,000 a year. Let's get them more in line and let's find savings.
House Minority Leader John Boehner made a similar statement a few days later.
The average federal worker makes twice as much as the average private sector worker.
That's really misleading. Federal workers are more educated, almost three times as likely to hold a college degree as workers in the private sector. And a higher proportion of them are white-collar workers with management or professional responsibilities, scientists at the National Institutes of Health or doctors at Veterans Administration hospitals, for example. So, of course, they're paid more on average. A lot of lower-paid jobs have also been contracted out to the private sector and are no longer performed by federal employees. So the gap in average compensation has widened.
And that $120,000 figure isn't accurate either. To start, it refers to total compensation, including health insurance, pensions, and other benefits. The average federal salary was $81,258 in 2009. That was 61% more than the average pay for private sector workers, $50,462, but not double.
And we found that the $120,000 figure for total compensation is too high. It's been used by some conservative critics of federal pay and even a national news organization, but it's not right. According to the government's Bureau of Economic Analysis, the source of the numbers critics use to come up with their calculations, the $120,000 included several thousand dollars that don't really benefit current federal workers. The critics are wrongly counting in money the government pays to make up the unfunded liabilities of pensions for federal workers who have already retired.
Even the BEA economists can't say exactly what the true average total compensation is for current federal workers, but it's a good deal less than $120,000 a year, a figure BEA calls distorted.
So what about the claim that federal workers are underpaid? Do they really earn 24% less than their private sector counterparts? That doesn't seem right either.
Well, that's based on a report from the Office of Personnel Management that only looked at salaries, not total compensation. Leaving out benefits makes a large difference. Plus, OPM's data isn't suited for a comparative analysis. It's supposed to compare what federal workers make with their private sector counterparts in the same kind of job and in the same geographical market. But the government doesn't actually collect data that is detailed enough for that purpose. So the 24% number is the result of yet another apples-to-oranges comparison and isn't valid.
So what's the true comparison of federal and private pay? We spoke to Howard Rischer, a management consultant who was the last person to conduct an in-depth analysis of federal pay back in 1990. Rischer told us, the fact is, we truly don't know. He said both sides lack the kind of detailed job comparisons that would be needed to back up their statements.
President Barack Obama did make a correct statement about federal versus private pay in October when he told a group of journalists that high-skilled government workers are, quote, slightly underpaid, and lower-skilled workers are, quote, slightly overpaid compared with the private sector.
There's evidence to support that. Administrative assistants in the government, for example, earn about $10,000 more in salary on average. But cabinet secretaries don't earn anywhere near what they could make working for a private company.
Let's move on to the Bush tax cuts. Congress is still debating whether to extend some or all of the tax cuts, which are set to expire at the end of the year.
We caught Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell making a faulty statement about public opinion. He said this in his weekly remarks on November 20th.
Majority of new jobs. Americans don't think we should be raising taxes on anybody especially in the middle of a recession. But instead of giving Americans what they want...
Actually, we looked at five recent polls, and only one shows a majority of Americans believing the tax cut should be extended for everyone. Large percentages said the tax cuts should only be extended for those earning less than $250,000 a year.
An Associated Press GFK poll was the only one to back up McConnell, and barely. It found 53% of those polled wanted the cuts to be extended for everyone. That's a majority. But 32% wanted to extend them only for those earning under $250,000, and 12% thought the tax cuts should be allowed to expire for everyone.
So opinion is very much divided.
Finally, false chain emails never die. In fact, some are reincarnated.
Here's an example. 11 years ago, Barbara Walters of ABC News hosted a special called 100 Years of Great Women. Among the honorees was actress Jane Fonda.
Soon after the special aired, an email began circulating criticizing Walters for including Fonda. Fonda was also an activist who traveled to Hanoi, North Vietnam, in 1972 to protest the U.S. involvement in the war. She delivered messages on the state radio and was photographed smiling with a group of North Vietnamese soldiers.
Vietnam veterans still harbor bad feelings toward Fonda, who became known as Hanoi Jane because of her actions. But the chain email goes well beyond the facts, making several false claims about Fonda, claims that have been repeatedly denied by veterans. One former POW is named in the email, and he has said for years that the events described never happened.
So here we are, more than a decade after the Barbara Walters special aired, and this email is circulating again. This time, however, the email doesn't chastise Walters for honoring Fonda. Instead, some unknown person changed the top of the diatribe to cast the blame on, who else?
President Obama. That's right, someone took this old chain email and added a new beginning that claimed President Obama was going to honor Jane Fonda as one of the 100 women of the century.
That's completely false, of course. Instead, the email describes a TV special that aired nearly 10 years before Obama became president.
And you can read more about these claims and others at factcheck.org. FactCheck is a project of the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg Public Policy Center. And that's it for this edition of FactCheck Radio. I'm Lori Robertson.
And I'm Vivica Novak. Thanks for joining us.